Of course, all the wars, the women are affected. As grassroots women, from the local women, we are now advocating for peace, just a peace, because we have suffered a lot. Myself at this age, I was born in war, grew in war, and got married in war. I am now raising children in war. What are we going to do? What is the future of these children then? Okay. So that's why it is very important for this mayor grassroots women to come up with this organization with the support from the NPPR.
And you have toured almost all corners of the state ever since the crisis started. You have also tried to reconcile women who are living in the UN protection of civilian site. To what extent has this conflict affected the rural women in South Sudan?
It affected them very much, and now we have been moving. We have moved and we're still going to move. We went to the camps where at the UN protection compounds, where the men and the women are there. But we talk to them. Now we have given them a chance. Even those who are now, they're coming, they can go to the market alone without any fear. Because at the beginning, they fear to go even to the market. Now they can go and buy things for themselves. And even for Bor, also some of us went from the same association. They went also and they discussed with these women at the compounds of the UNMISS.
Now with the launch of this NPPR, how will it help to foster peace among the people of South Sudan, given the fact that there is still war going on in some parts of the country?
Yeah, of course we know that there is still war, but where are these women, where they have a UN protection, where these women are, we go and we visit them and we talk to them, we encourage them to have that courage that we are going to have peace. Because, you know, women are crying, they say there is no peace and they don't know, even life, there is no life. But we encourage them, we give them encouragement so that they can have that opportunity, you know, at least to say, now we are going to have peace.
Madam, you have been demanding for peace. People are praying for peace in South Sudan. There are efforts by all sectors of civil society in South Sudan. Do you think your call can be heeded by these politicians who seems to not be bothering about whatever you do?
You know, when it is there is a massive call and there is a massive cry from these women, the sympathy of these women, it will touch them. One day God is going to help us and to go help these people, who the warring parties. They will be touched when they see what we are doing and how these women are really suffering. They will be touched. There is an end for anything.
And sometimes back this year, women from the civil society organization, they threaten actually to deny their husbands of giving birth and their conjugal right. Do you think that is the best way of approaching this peace?
Yes, because we said if we do that, things are going to change. Because this is life. And this is where we meet with husbands. So when we do that, they are going to reconcile. And they are going to hear us. We are very important for them. As well, they are important for us. We do that so that they can come out for peace.
Now, how optimistic are the women of South Sudan that peace can easily be achieved in South Sudan?
In women, we have that. We have that in our hearts that we are going to have this peace. Let us unite and we talk and we dialogue so that we can bring this peace.